This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now, on Wednesday, 6th of March, Chancellor Jeremy Hunt announced the spring budget for 2024. But what does it mean for blind and partially sighted people? Are there some welcome changes? Well, joining us with RNIB's response to some of the content from the budget is Policy Officer at RNIB, Roisin Jacqueline. So lovely speaking with you today.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, Roisin, what is the overall feeling around the spring budget? Is it positive? Is it negative? How are we feeling?
I think on the whole, I'm disappointed. There was very little in the spring budget to support blind and partially sighted people, and very little kind of targeted support that would make a difference to the lives of people with sight loss.
On that note, let's start with, I think, one of the bigger points, which was a focus on employment.
We heard a lot from the Chancellor around kind of more jobs and making kind of work pay. There was the announcement around tax cuts for working people. But unfortunately, this didn't come kind of alongside support that's really needed to kind of open up the world of employment for blind and partially sighted people. So people will be seeing, if they're in work, more money in their pockets. But what we really needed to see kind of alongside this was kind of targeted support to help blind and partially sighted people who come across lots of barriers, either retaining or getting into work. And we also needed, and it wasn't included, kind of better resourcing and financing of access to work, which is a really important government scheme to support blind and partially sighted people in work. But at the moment, and a long issue that we're campaigning on, is the really long waiting list that people are facing. So again, and this is something that was disappointed it wasn't addressed in the statement.
And another point that came up was digitalization of public services. So is there anything in there that would maybe be positive?
Yeah, there was quite a lot announced around kind of digital transformation for public sector. We got an announcement around a 70 million investment to accelerate the DWP's digital transformation, which we think could be a really positive step. But we really hope that this will improve blind and partially sighted people's access to DWP services and the speed at which kind of forms are being processed, so long as people are still able to get their alternative formats in place. And there was also for iHealth, a £3 billion investment announced to modernise the NHS IT systems. And again, this could be really positive. We really hope that it will kind of better connect primary and secondary care services within iHealth. But we know that there needs to be much more done to increase kind of the workforce capacity within eye care to meet the really kind of growing demands on service. And while it's really positive, we just want to make sure kind of any digitalization is designed accessibly and there continue to be kind of non-digital ways for people to continue accessing services.
And was there anything in the budget when it comes to maybe addressing something that comes up a lot at the moment, which is the cost of living crisis?
Yeah, that's a really important point. We were really worried there had been kind of speculation that the government wouldn't be extending the household support fund. This was extended for a further 6 months. So this will give additional funding for local authorities to kind of deliver targeted support locally to people who are really struggling with the cost of living crisis. So that's a really big relief to hear that. More positively, we were really pleased to see that there's additional funding that's been announced to speed up the processing of disability benefit claims. We know this is something that's really needed, and lots of people have been facing really long delays to their applications for personal independent payments. So we'll continue monitoring the waiting times and hope this brings the much needed change. But this is just another kind of short-term step. And what we really needed today was those longer-term solutions to help support people on low-income households. Our helpline is continuing to hear every day from people who are really struggling. So we'll be continuing to kind of push for longer term solutions from the government, such as delivering a fairer benefit system.
Well, if you have any concerns about anything you've heard today in our discussion, or you would maybe want to find out about some of the support and advice that Roisin mentioned there, you can contact the RNIB helpline. And the number for that is 0303 123 9999. Well, RNIB's policy officer, Roisin Jacqueline, thank you so much for having a look with us at the spring budget.
Oh, thank you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.